What you've been waiting for, folks. Game of the Year for 2011. I'm your host, Thomas Ella. And this is What is Delicious.
Wow!
That's right. Welcome to Game of the Year. I've already done Best Surprise, Most Disappointing, and Most Potential. And that means we're on to what was the best game of 2011, according to me, your host, Thomas Ella. So I'm gonna do what I've been doing for these deliberations podcasts, is I'm gonna read my list. Only this time we're gonna have a little bit of variation because there is a clear winner, which we'll get into. So I'm gonna announce my list, and then we're just gonna get into the winner, and then I'm gonna explain why everything else lost. Batman, Arkham City, Infamous 2, Dead Space 2, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, Portal 2, MotorStorm Apocalypse, Child of Eden, NBA Jam on Fire Edition, Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter 3 Online Edition, Catherine, and El Shaddai Ascension of the Metatron, and, as a late addition, because why not, Tron Evolution. Now let me go ahead and announce this winner. If you know me, you may not be surprised by this, but if you don't, here we go. Batman Arkham City. Yes. Yes. God, I love this game. Okay. Batman Arkham Asylum was such a phenomenal game. I gave it Game of the Year for 2009. I fucking love that game. I thought that game was like near perfect. So cool. The only thing bad about that game was the boss fights. That's it. Everything else was amazing. Like, I fucking love Batman. I love that game. It had, like, the best melee combat system. I was like, how can they possibly improve on this game? They did. They put it in a city where you have blocks, like, whole blocks to deal with. And there's just criminals everywhere, and you can beat up on anyone, and there's all the villains, and it's just... it's phenomenal, but I will get into that later. We're gonna talk about the other candidates and why they lost. So I'm gonna start from the bottom up this time. Tron Evolution lost for two reasons. One, it's not Batman. You know, it's pretty good for a movie licensed game. Like, I considered it for Best Surprise. It's beautiful. It's fun. It's interesting. It's based on Tron Legacy, which I loved. But it also came out in 2010. That's another reason why it lost. But it's fun. But it's better than I thought it was going to be. But it's not. It's definitely not Game of the Year worthy. I just wanted to include it on this list because I loved that game. El Shaddai, a beautiful game, a sometimes fun game, an incredibly wacky game, but not Game of the Year material. I just wanted to include it on this list for its artistic merit. Catherine, I thought, was fascinating. A truly original game from a team I love, the Persona 4 team. And they made a game that was gorgeous and mature in a way that, like, games just are not mature today, like adult. And it asked me, like, tough questions, and it made me think about my life and, like, really decide, like, how I'd been handling things up to this point, and how, I don't know, it was a really cool game that asked a lot of tough questions of the player, and, you know, while the gameplay of it is maybe a little, could have been better, because it's just this block climbing puzzle stuff, but it's not especially great near the end. I thought it was kind of satisfying up until the end. And then I just started looking everything up on YouTube, and then the ending went stupid and crazy. And, I mean, that game could have been better, but I thought it was still pretty cool. But it's not going to win, Obviously, you know it's not going to win because I've already said that Batman won. Street Fighter 3 Online Edition. I love Street Fighter 3. I love Street Fighter 3 so much. I bought Street Fighter Anniversary Collection a while back so that I could play Street Fighter 3. That parrying system is just so cool. And I mean the characters, some of them kind of are awful, like 12 and Necro. They're not Street Fighter characters. They just suck. But some of them, like Dudley, are awesome. I really enjoy playing as Dudley. Dudley is my dude for Street Fighter 3. Ken is normally my boy when it comes to Street Fighter, because I like to rep Ken. You know, he's like a popular guy, but a lot of people seem to hate him, at least in the Street Fighter community. But I love Ken and I love Dudley, and so I played a lot of online for Street Fighter 3 when that came out. I haven't been playing enough of it lately because there's just been too much other stuff. But man, I loved playing Street Fighter 3 online. That pairing system, man, just it's creates so many awesome dramatic moments, and that fighting system in general for Street Fighter is just so good. And plus, the online is perfect. It is perfect. Anything you do in like offline will totally translate to online because they're using GGPO, which is the best online infrastructure for a fighting game ever created. And they used it, and it's great. Which brings me to Mortal Kombat, which is not getting it, partially because of its online. Because, man, the online for Mortal Kombat just sucked so much dick. It was awful. That's why I gave Mortal Kombat my most disappointing award. I can't have the most disappointing game win Game of the Year. Not like it was going to win anyway, so don't worry about that. But, you know, that was a really great game. Like, I think offline, Mortal Kombat is the most fun fighting game. And then online, Street Fighter 3 Online Edition is the most fun fighting game. So it's a really cool combination to have sitting around. But Mortal Kombat, you know, it totally revamped what story can do in a fighting game. And I'm surprised it took so long for someone to get the story so right, like they did in Mortal Kombat. That's what I'm most surprised by. But it was also just really fun, playing against my friends and my roommates and just having a blast. It was great. But it's not going to win. It didn't win. NBA Jam on Fire Edition. I love NBA Jam. I love NBA Jam, and I thought the new, you know, reboot was great, and I thought On Fire Edition was also great. It's cool you can play as Isaac Clarke, and you can play as Faith from Mirror's Edge, and you can play as President Obama, and you can play as Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton and Bush and all these other crazy characters. And that game, I loved NBA Jam back in the day, and I love NBA Jam today. So fun. Fun fact about me. At University of Mary Washington, where I go, they have this thing called the Video Game Olympics, where it's just like a marathon of games that you have to play, and you play in all these events, maybe like 10 events, you know, from like Call of Duty to Dance Dance Revolution to Guitar Hero to Super Smash Brothers to Halo to NBA Jam. And I contributed NBA Jam last year to the Video Game Olympics, because they needed a copy of NBA Jam, and I was like, yo, dog, I will provide that. And I went on to win the NBA Jam event. So I am the best NBA Jam player at University of Mary Washington, officially. So suck on that. Suck on that, world. Well, suck on that, other Mary Washington students. Yeah. But, yeah, so I love NBA Jam. Man, that's a fun game. It's just so ridiculous and cool. And it's just, it's one of those games where it's just so fun to play against your friends and trash talk. And like the only noise complaints we've ever gotten in our apartment. Okay. Well, that's not true. But most of the noise complaints we've gotten in our apartment over the last 2 years have been from playing NBA Jam and yelling at the top of our lungs and being just stupid idiots. And it's awesome. I love it. Child of Eden. Good Lord, I love Rez. Rez is one of my favorite games. It's so trippy and weird and musical, and I just listened to the soundtrack, the original game, just like soundtrack, just ripped from the game itself. I just listen to that. It's just whenever I'm bored, I love going back and playing Rez. The only thing that would make Rez better is to take a bunch of E, and then play it. And then I've been waiting for Child of Eden for years. And it finally came out, and I played it with, you know, and then I had to watch it come out for Kinect and Xbox first, because I don't have a Kinect or Xbox, and so I had to wait another few months for it to come out on PS3, and that was killing me. But it happened, and I played it, and I played it with PlayStation Move. I bought PlayStation Move specifically for Child of Eden, and I really love Child of Eden. It's great. I don't play it as much as I should. I don't play it as much as I play Rez. I think Rez is still a better game. I think the digital vibe of Rez is better than the organic vibe of Child of Eden, but I think Child of Eden is still great, and I think it's really cool controlling it with the Move controller. I haven't actually tried controlling it with a normal controller like I used to play Rez with, because that's all you had with Rez, or with a fight stick. I have played Rez with a fight stick. I played Rez HD on my roommate's Xbox with a fight stick, and that's actually probably one of my favorite ways to play Rez. You wouldn't expect playing with a fight stick to be that great, but no, it's actually fucking awesome. But anyway, so Child of Eden's great. I fucking love it. I recommend it to anyone, especially now that the price has dropped. Because I paid for it when it was $60, because I'm a believer in art. And you know, and Tetsuya Mizuguchi. But I fucking love that game. You should buy it. MotorStorm Apocalypse. Dude, I love me some MotorStorm. I don't know if you've noticed my PSN card, which I have displayed on my website. My little icon has been the MotorStorm logo since I got my PS3 in like 2006 or 7. I fucking love MotorStorm. It's the most fun racing game I've ever played. Like that, like just above Burnout, you know? Like Burnout's really fun, but MotorStorm is, oh God, it's so good. So satisfying. Like, I just love the aggressive AI, and I love, it's like, the class-based nature of the vehicles, and MotorStorm Apocalypse sort of took it up a notch in the setting, you know? They decided to do something a little more ambitious, which is to have you in this crazy city where everything called, imaginatively, the city, where all the MotorStorm guys are just, like, rallying. They're rallying in the city, and they're having the festival in the city, but, like, these people are trying to stay in this city, like, the residents of this city are trying to stay in while there's this, like, crazy apocalyptic earthquake happening, and there's, like, a hurricane happening, and there's all this other crap happening, and some of the residents are trying to stay, and then the government or whatever is trying to get them out, and so you've got, like, so you're being, like, shot at, and, like, you're having, like, Molotov cocktails thrown at you, and all the while, like, buildings are crumbling, and it's, or, like a fucking hurricanes coming at you on the beach, and it's chucking boats at you, and it's really cool. It's really fun. And I played a lot of MotorStorm Apocalypse. I think Pacific Rift is still the best in the MotorStorm series so far, but MotorStorm Apocalypse was really cool. It was a really cool idea. I hope they do something else. Oh, well, actually, no. Their next game they're doing is that RC car game, which is looks kind of lame, but I don't know. Anyway, MotorStorm Apocalypse was cool. I really loved it. I played a lot of the online. I got really good at it. I thought they added something really cool with the online, which is like you can bet against another player whether or not you think you'll do better than that other player, and you wager experience, basically, which is, I think, a really cool and addictive system. Excuse me. And that game was, I remember I played it, very tail end of last school year, and I texted my roommate because he had just went home. Excuse me. And he was just like sitting home or whatever, and I texted him because I just started playing, and I was playing this track where like the buildings all just you start on like the roofs of these skyscrapers, and you like race off the side of them toward these other skyscrapers, and then everything just starts collapsing in front of you. Just whole buildings just fall, and they become your raceway. And it's so cool. And I texted him, I'm just like, this is the most immediately impressive game I've ever played. And it is. It's so cool. But I didn't win. It didn't win. It's really fun, but it didn't win. Portal 2. You know, I am probably the one person in the world that thinks that Portal, the original Portal, was too long. Portal was too long, I think, because it, I didn't like once you got away from the test chamber and you were sort of in the back end of things, because GLaDOS wasn't there as much, and GLaDOS was the thing that was keeping me in that game. And I thought it was just too much, just like puzzle solving at that point. It became too much of a puzzle game and not enough of a narrative game. And so I was hoping it would just end sooner and have less of that stuff. But it was a great game. Great game. But then when they announced Portal 2 was going to be like a full-length game, I was really worried because I thought, well, Portal 1 was kind of long, guys. I don't know if you can sustain it for a full game. And you know what? They did. And it's awesome. The writing is so smart and it's really funny. And the, you know, the puzzle solving was too easy sometimes. And too hard other times. Like, sometimes you would walk into this giant area that doesn't look like a test chamber, because it's not. It's, you're just, like, again, sort of like you're in the back end of things. And I would have no idea where to go. Like, I'm looking at this giant, vast expanse for the one tiny little piece on the wall where I can shoot a portal. And it's like, ugh. Like, it was kind of frustrating. But, again, like, super fun game. Very well crafted. I thought the co-op was really fun. I played through that with a buddy, and that was really fun. A lot of funny stuff you can do in that to screw over your friend, to help out. Just really cool. Very good characters in that. I thought all the voice acting was great. I thought Wheatley was hilarious. I thought J.K. Simmons was freaking hilarious as Cave Johnson. I thought GLaDOS was consistently funny again. You know, maybe a little too much GLaDOS, but I thought everything about that game was just really good. But it wasn't my game of the year. It was really good. But I love Portal 2, but out of everyone that loves Portal 2 in the world, I'm probably not one of the highest people on the amount of love I have for it. I loved it, but not as much as some other people I know. Call of Duty. Fuck, dude. I loved Call of Duty. I really loved Call of Duty. I wasn't that excited for it until like 2 days before it came out, and then all of a sudden I'm just like, dude, it's another Modern Warfare. How fucking awesome is that? And so then I went out and I reserved it and I got it, and I played it on the like that morning, because we went out to the midnight launch, came back, started playing it. My roommates were watching. My friend was in his apartment playing it. And then we talked about it the next day, and it was fucking loved that game. The single player was great. The co-op was great. The wave-based survival mode stuff was great. The multiplayer is fun. Like, it felt like coming home with that game. Like, that's something I wrote in my reviews. It felt like I was coming home, because I don't play the Treyarch games. I don't play those, you know, off-year Call of Duty games, because all I'm interested in is Modern Warfare, because I like the story there. I think those games are such a high quality. And it was, man, what a fun game that is. And then the split-screen multiplayer, I think, is probably one of the biggest things that makes it really, really good. I love just sitting on the couch with my roommate and just playing a bunch of Call of Duty online. It's really cool, and it's really fun. And that game deserves more praise than it has gotten. I think people attribute too many ills of the gaming industry onto it. And I think you just need to look at that game and be like, you know what? Call of Duty is fun. Maybe it's not telling the most highbrow story, but maybe you want to tell them, hey, you know, rather than just shitting all over their story and just saying, oh, it's so awful and it's poorly written and whatever. Like, first of all, if you think Call of Duty story is poorly written, you have clearly not played Killzone 3. You have clearly not played Killzone 3 if you're thinking that Call of Duty story is like the worst first-person shooter story out there. But regardless, you should tell them, not, hey, your game fucking sucks. You should say, hey, I really appreciate how engaging that story is. I think it could be a little more highbrow. I think you could apply that same sort of model of engaging storytelling to a different kind of story than just a war story. Maybe a story, you know, kind of like a Man on Fire. You're like a bodyguard. You're trying to rescue a little girl, or I don't know, your wife's been kidnapped. You're trying to get her back. Just something, you know, like a chase. You're a cop. You're an undercover cop, and you're trying to chase down. No, here we go. You play The Rock, and you're trying to chase down Vin Diesel and Paul Walker in the favelas of Brazil. Okay, I'm sorry. Fast Five was great. Anyway, whatever. Call of Duty was cool. It wasn't my game of the year, but it was great. Dead Space 2. Man, I loved Dead Space 2. I love Dead Space 1. I love Dead Space 2. When I played Dead Space 2 in, what did that come out? In January, February? That was my game of the year for a while. God, that game is just so, so good. Just gorgeous. Sometimes very scary. Really fun, though. Fucking amazing game. Amazing game. Just like the first game, amazing. A lot of good improvements over the first game, too. The multiplayer was not great, but I don't even really consider it to have multiplayer. It's just kind of like a little bonus if you want to keep playing Dead Space and you've already played the story. That's how I think of it. But you know, that was my game of the year for a while. Of just like, dude, this game is so phenomenal. I don't know how anything this year is going to beat it. Love this game. Such great lighting, such great sound effects. So fun. They do so many cool things with it that I was blown away by it. But then Infamous 2 came out, and I was like, you know what? This is now my game of the year. I didn't think anything could topple Dead Space 2, and then Infamous 2 came out, and oh my god, that game is good. The traversal is so fun. The story was so cool. It was beautiful. It was a game that I loved just playing. You know, it's one of those just one more sort of games. You know, like just one more blast shard. You know, like let me collect one more blast shard. Let me do one more side quest. Let me do, you know, like one more thing, one more mission. And then you realize, oh god, it's 4 a.m. I have to be up for work tomorrow. Oh god, I just accidentally skipped class. Oh no, you know, it's one of those type games. You know, where it's just like, oh, shit, I played this for way longer than I thought I was going to. And they had user-generated content, which was awesome. And, you know, all the powers in that game are awesome. And, you know, just traversal is so fun. And the story was so cool. Whatever. Infamous 2 was really good. I called that one of the most perfect games I've ever played. Both endings of that are great. It's a fucking phenomenal game. You should play it. Get a PS3 and play it. But that didn't win either. That was my game of the year. Just like Dead Space 2 was. It was my game of the year. Until Batman came out. That's right. I fucking love Batman. Dude, I fucking love Batman. Here's why. So, first of all, Batman, just in general, is like the best superhero. He is the most interesting. He has the coolest backstory. He is dark. He is serious. And he has the best villains too. So he makes for the best video game. Like that's one of the greatest things about him, is that in terms of video games, is he makes for the best video game because he is vulnerable. Like, he's not superpowered the way, like, Superman is, where it's like, well, now how do we figure out how to make the player vulnerable and have, like, a fail condition? No, like, Batman is just, like, he's a guy, you know? Like, he's a guy wearing, like, body armor, and, you know, he can, body armor and a cape, and he can fly and stuff, but, like, he's still just a guy, you know? If you shoot him, he will die. So, he makes for the best character, and then also, in terms of, like, his villains, he's got the best villains. The story in that game is really cool. I love the concept of Arkham City. I know a lot of people say, like, oh, it doesn't make any sense. Like, why would Gotham vote Hugo Strange in? Well, if you play the game, you sort of realize there's deeper things going on than just Hugo Strange that kind of explains why this might have happened. So don't worry about it. But, I mean, the improvements over Arkham Asylum are awesome. Like, for instance, like, being able to fly. Being able to fly in a whole city is so cool. Like, just like Infamous 2, it was one of those games where I just got so wrapped up in doing one more thing. Just flying around the city, you just see so much stuff to do. There's just, oh God, and it's all so good. It's all so good. And the fighting, they made the fighting system better, which is already the best melee fighting system in existence. Like, you can parry multiple dudes at once now. Like, you that's oh already that's so cool. You can parry like three guys at once. You can parry two guys at once. It is so cool because Batman will just like grab two dudes' fists and just crush them in his hands, and everyone's just watching and they're all scared as shit. And he just like crushes these two dudes, or like he'll just like bang their heads together, or he'll punch them both at the same time, like behind, like you can't see me doing it, but like behind him, like he'll, you know, do like a Helga in Hey Arnold. He'll just like pop back of the fist, and he'll do that to him, or you know, like when he there's like new moves, like being able to break people's weapons, which is so fun to watch. Like those fights are so well choreographed, like they look choreographed. Like he can break dudes' weapons. Like he will, like punch through a car door. Like they use car doors like riot shields sometimes, and he'll punch through the window, and hit the guy in the face, and then he'll, you know, and while the guy's just like, "Ow, ow, you just hit me in the face through a car door window. That hurts." Batman will be he'll bend the car door. Like he'll just grab the car door and just like bend it. And then he'll just like leave it on the wayside. And it's just like, holy shit. Or he'll like grab somebody's like metal pipe and hit them with it and then bend the metal pipe. It's just like, Jesus. Like, so fun to watch that stuff. You know, or he'll just like hit a guy against a wall. Like now there's, you know, that sort of stuff. Or oh man, there's the move where there'll be like a weak wall, like a weak wooden wall, and if a guy is on the other side of it, you just like bust through the wall and you just grab him and you just knock him out. And it's terrifying from their point of view because it sort of switches to their point of view for a second. And it's just like, all of a sudden the wall just breaks and there's Batman and he just grabs the guy and just, ugh, so cool. God, so many cool takedowns in that game. Or the beatdown move. Where you can stun a guy with Batman's cape. That's a move that's always been in there. You stun a guy with his cape, and then you start hitting him. And if you start hitting him, he'll just keep punching the guy in the chest, like rapid fire punching him, and that'll do like immediate like knockout if you complete it. But the thing is, like other people can attack you while you're doing that, so you're kind of vulnerable. But the thing is, with that parrying system, you can parry at any time, because you will either see like lightning bolts appear above a guy's head if you're playing on normal, or you'll just sort of be able to tell through the animation that hey, a guy's about to hit you, and so you can parry that and then get right back into the beatdown. Like it doesn't just reset the beatdown because you had to parry. So it's like you'll stun a guy, you'll be beating him down, like punch, 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 and then a guy will walk up and he'll like try to punch you, and so you'll go like punch, 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 parry. Batman will like brutally parry this guy. And then you'll just sort of resume punching, as though that guy was just like a mere distraction from Batman's favorite pastime, which is punching this dude until he gets knocked out. Like, so cool. Like, all the boss fights were great. Like, as opposed to the first game where they all were kind of dumb, the boss fights in this game are phenomenal. Like, they are so cool. They're so unique to each villain. Oh, man, such a great game. Some of the dialogue, you know, like Hugo Strange asking Batman, "Have you ever considered that all of this is your fault?" Like, so cool. Like, what a great question to ask Batman, and what like a cool rendition of Hugo Strange. So I was really pumped to see him ask Batman like that question. Like, really cool. And Ra's al Ghul is in it, and he's awesome, and Mr. Freeze is in it, and he's awesome, and Two-Face is awesome, and Penguin is awesome, and all these guys are in it. You know, even like Mad Hatter and Hush and all these other like sort of smaller villains are in it, and they're all done so well. And Calendar Man, oh my god, like that game, just so much love poured into it in every way. Like, and there's these interviews that they do. Like, they had interviews in the first game, but they're much more explicit. Like, you pick them up, and then you know, like you would pick them up, and then they would be like, "Hey, do you want to play this?" while you're walking around. Only in this game, now they're like sort of constrained in the menus, and you sort of have to find them. And so I almost didn't even know they were in there, but they're in there, and they recorded them, and they're great. And they have these like things called the Gotham City Stories, where they write little backstories for things that happen in Gotham, like little stories you probably know. Some of them you already know, and some of them they made up. And there's so much love poured in this game. And like the voice acting is great, the motion capture is just top notch. It's such a great game. Like, it's such a great game. I fucking love it. Love it. Like, Batman is so cool, and they did justice to Batman like never before. Like Arkham Asylum was the first really good Batman game in a long, long time. Like, they did something completely new with it. Like, it was the Batman game that you always wanted. Like, I can't imagine a better Batman game other than, like, I mean, you know, Arkham City is a better Batman game, I think, but it is because it is in a different setting with new powers and stuff. It's not through the fault of Arkham Asylum that Arkham City is better than it. So it's just their rendition of a Batman game, Rocksteady, the Rocksteady Studios, their rendition of a Batman game is, I think, the perfect rendition. I don't know. I just can't imagine it being better. Like, I'm sure for Arkham 3 or whatever, for Batman 3, it will be better. But I don't know how they're going to do it. And it's so great. Fuck, I love that game. Oh, and it's again, another gorgeous game. Like, the Gotham they built is really, really cool. It's very distinctive as Gotham. You know, it's not quite, it's less the Gotham of the Dark Knight movie, which is just like Chicago and it tries to look like a real city, and it's more like Batman Begins, you know, where they try to stylize it some. And I think it looks really good, and like all the people look great, and it's this very sort of dark, yet just the tiniest hint of goofy that you need, and you know, just a little bit of flair to it, you know. So, you know, it's great looking. It plays, oh my god, it plays so well in every respect. Like the traversal, the flying stuff, the combat, the sort of, you know, detective stuff. Like, it's all great, and it has like all, like pretty much all the villains you would want in there, and like all the side missions are great. The Riddler stuff, I did all the Riddler stuff. I have platinum trophy that game. It is so cool. The ending. Oh, I'm not going to spoil it, but man, that ending is so good. I really wish I could just spoil it and just talk for an hour about how awesome that ending is and why it's awesome and how it links up to, you know, to like graphic novels I've read, like Batman graphic novels I've read, and just so good. It is such a good ending. That whole game is great. But, you know, the other games on this list were also great. That's why they're on this list. You know, but none of them, like, this is where it sort of comes down to me being me, is I love Batman. I loved Arkham Asylum. So already every other game this year was coming out at a disadvantage because they didn't have Batman and they weren't building off the framework of Arkham Asylum. So, you know, as much as I loved Infamous, as much as I loved Dead Space, as much as I loved Call of Duty and Portal and MotorStorm and Child of Eden and NBA Jam and Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter and Catherine and El Shaddai and Tron, I gotta give it to Batman. And it's no, like, hands down, it's not even a decision. It's like, it's not even a tough decision, because it's not even a decision. Batman Arkham City came out this year, and therefore it gets Game of the Year. Like, it is my game of the year. You need to play Batman Arkham City. Like, stop listening to this podcast. Play it. Have you already played it? Play it again. It's so good. I'm going to play it again. That's what I'm going to do. You think all I do is podcast? No. I sit in a dark room and play Batman all day long. That's all I do. No, that's not all I do. But God damn it, Batman's good. What a fucking great game. Now I'm just repeating myself because I love this game so much. Batman Arkham City is my game of the year for 2011. And the runners-up are Infamous 2 and Dead Space 2 because those were my games of the year before Batman came out. And so they deserve recognition. Those are my two runners-up. Batman Arkham City is my game of the year. Go play Batman Arkham City. Fucking love that game. And that concludes my Game of the Year awards for 2011. I'll see you when I see you.